Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're here with the newest National Letter of Intent signee at Pendlet Christian High School. And another Division I athlete here from Eagle Lane is Bailey Voss, has signed to run track and field and do the sprints at the University of Northern Iowa. Bailey, first off, congratulations. And talking through this process a little bit, what was it about Northern Iowa that stood out to you and made this the right choice?
I'd say on my visit, I just felt a really welcoming atmosphere, and I really, really enjoyed the coach and just kind of seeing his Christian values shine through in everything he did. And I loved hanging out with the girls. I feel like they were just super welcoming, super sweet, and super kind, and finding a good, strong Christian community where I can continue to build up my walk with God is really important to me, and I feel like through the SALT program at UNI, that's definitely possible, and that was a lot of the big reason. Obviously, their track team has a lot of success and everything. I'm really excited about a lot of what's going on there, and I'm really looking forward to being a part of it.
And when we talk about the track program, because I know you were looking at a lot of different programs and trying to make that right fit. When we talk about, you know, just the athletic side of things, and we'll talk about academics and some of that stuff here in just a minute. But from the track perspective, what was the thing from the perspective of you and I to some of those other programs that you were looking at? What was kind of the big tipping point? Was it more the relationship with coaches and athletes? Was it more of what they were able to do on the track? What kind of appealed to you about the track program at Northern Iowa?
I think in each school, I kind of tried to envision myself in their athletic program and everything, and I really wanted to find a school that was going to have good balance where I could still be really competitive and try and get faster, but also where I knew that I was going to be really valued as a person above being valued as an athlete, and I just really feel like I got that from the coaches and from the girls, and so I think that's what stood out to me the most about UNI's program, just knowing that I was more than an athlete there, and it was about getting fast, and they really spoke into that, but also spoke into how are we going to uplift you and different things about the school that just really feel like I will be growing as a person beyond just as an athlete.
And obviously academics is a big part of this too. What are you going to be studying in Northern Iowa? What about the program at UNI stood out to you in this decision process? And what kind of factor did the academic side of things play in the decision to go to Northern Iowa over some other schools as well?
Yeah, I'm planning on studying kinesiology with an emphasis on pre-athletic training. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I've just heard really great things about UNI academics in general, and especially within their kinesiology program. And it's really nice that I could get my master's there at the same time, so that's kind of awesome. And I really enjoyed sitting down with one of the professors there and just kind of talking through it. I feel like they have a lot of things sorted out and just a really strong program there, so I'm looking forward to that.
And again, we're talking to Bailey Voss here at Pendlet Christian, who just signed her national letter of intent to run track and field at the University of Iowa. Looking at this upcoming season, you've got the cross-country season done with, and you enjoyed a lot of success throughout the cross-country season, and now you get ready for the senior season of track and field here on Eagle Lane. When you look back in your time at Pendlet Christian running track, running cross country, what are some of the things that you're taking away from those programs that you're looking forward to bringing with you to UNI as you continue your academic and athletic careers at the next level?
I think my biggest takeaway from cross country and track in general is that I never want to let pressure and expectations take away from the joy of doing something, and I just really want to stay centered on the fact that it is for the glory of God alone, and whenever I shift away from that, it's not fun anymore. So I think something that I've really noticed is that a sport has to be fun for it to be worthwhile, and it has to be done for the right reason. So I think going into UNI track and field, I just really want to stay centered and remember my why behind running track, and that's to glorify God through everything I do. And I'm really looking forward to continuing that at the next level.
And we talk about it. We got the cross-country season and out of the way. Now you can focus on the sprints rather than the long distance running as well. When you look to your senior season of track and field, you know, it's obviously going to be an interesting season as the reigning Class 2A champions there on the girls' side. When you look at this season, What's the thing you're most looking forward to about your last year running track and field here on Eagle Lane?
I think I'm just looking forward to being with my teammates for one more season. It's kind of bittersweet. We've already been talking about what it's going to feel like to run our last relay race together. And we really, really, truly love each other on this team. And I appreciate my teammates so much. And it's weird seeing all of us decide to go to different schools, and we'll be wearing different jerseys and everything. So I think going into my senior season, I just, like, more than running fast times and winning and that kind of thing, I just really want to soak up these last few moments that I have with my teammates because they're awesome.
And as we mentioned, you're going to be trying to defend that Class 2A state title this year. And I know you guys are excited for the challenge of that and just having the opportunity to go back to Drake and try to top some of the things you guys were able to accomplish in 2024-2025 school year as well. When you look ahead to the spring here a little bit, and what's it going to take for this squad to just kind of keep the momentum rolling and keep this program going in that upward trajectory to maybe even take a few more event titles and make it even a little bit easier this year than what it was even last year, having gone through the experience once?
I think a lot about just the little things that we're doing, like working together in the off season or being really intentional during the season is going to come down to it. But also just I really think that beyond having intentional training and all of that, even though that's really, really important, just keeping ourselves centered as teammates on what our ultimate purpose is, and just remembering that, like, we're just going to brush the pressure off of our shoulders and remember that we're doing this for God and God alone, and then we can be a fellowship and community of believers together on this team. I think that's going to be the most important part, because it can be a lot of pressure going into a season with the success we had last year, but I really do think that if we just keep our eyes set on Jesus, it's going to honestly make the difference.
And I should mention, too, we talked about the coaches at Northern Iowa as well. You've had some pretty awesome coaches here at Pendley Christian between Mike Bukite and Keith Anderson, and a lot of assistant coaches that I'll let you name them across the board there if you want to, but a lot of great coaches that have helped you along this journey. What are some of the things that those coaches have kind of helped instill in you through their programs that, you know, you maybe even saw exemplified in Northern Iowa and made this an easier decision?
Yeah, I think all of my coaches actually made my college decision really hard. I would tell coaches that. Like, I have a really high standard. I have people I have really, really loved who have poured into me spiritually. They've poured into me as an athlete. And it just really made me have high expectations going into the recruiting process. So I would just say what I've taken away is the fact that they looked at me as more than an athlete and the fact that they believed in me and my success. I've had coaches like Coach Volk sit with me while I'm crying my eyes out at Drake relays, and I've had coaches like Coach Sierra who give me a hug after I'm dying from 1K repeats, and coaches like Coach Will who go on runs with me at 6 a.m. in the morning, and Bukite and Pingle and Anderson who are organizing and orchestrating all the things and talking to me after races and telling me good job when I don't feel like I measured up. And I just feel like all of those coaches and the impact they've had on me has really, really made a difference, and I couldn't be more thankful for them.
Bailey, appreciate the time. Again, congratulations on signing with Northern Iowa, and looking forward to seeing you one final time on the track and field throughout the spring here with the Eagles, and looking forward to seeing all the success you have when you put on the purple and gold next year at Northern Iowa, but appreciate the time as always.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Bailey Voss, the newest National Letter of Intent signee here at Pele Christian, going to run at the University of Northern Iowa next week.